Raise your hand if you set new goals for 2024. Now, raise your hand if you set goals last year and quit on them about a month in. Like most of you, I'm raising my hand too. So why do so many Houstonians quit on our New Year's resolutions? And how can we avoid that this year? Mental health therapist Anam Ali is joining me to help us stay on track with our goals. It's Thursday, January 4th, 2024. I'm Raheel Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Okay, before we start dissecting everyone else's goals and why we fail and all that stuff, Anam, I want to start with you. What is your goal for 2024?
Yeah, I think this year I want to try to limit my social media use. I want to make sure that I'm not using those apps every single day. And for 2 to 3 hours, I want to limit it to one hour a day. That is my goal.
Good luck. That's one of mine as well. I find myself on my phone all the time at night. Like once the kids are asleep, I'm on the couch. My wife and I are just sitting there and we're both on our phones. It's one of those things that I think we all want to improve on. And that's something we're going to talk about throughout this episode is like how to do that and stay on top of it. But that's good to hear that you and I have about the same goal there.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Let's dive in.
All right. So across the city, like talking to Houstonians, what are most of the goals that Houstonians have to start 2024?
Yeah, I would think it's improved finances, improved fitness, improved mental health. Those are the three that I've seen that has, continued to come up this month. And so those are just some things that I've also been researching to kind of understand why and what are they doing to ensure that they reach their goals too.
Yeah, those are always the big ones, right? Finances is so big. You've got your health and fitness goals as well. And why is that you think it's always those similar goals?
I think it's priorities, right? Like, I mean, when people think about their health, they think, of course, physical health and mental health. And every single time, I think in Houston, we know a lot of people are struggling with, cardiovascular diseases and diabetes and hypertension and things of that nature. So I think their doctors may be pushing them as well to also continue to work out and, make sure that they at least walk 20 to 30 minutes a day. So I think that's always in their forefront and center, but I think it's difficult to sometimes get motivated and inspired to actually get started. So there's that. And then there's finances, of course. A lot of people want to make sure that they cut down on their shopping and like other things that they buy that are not necessarily a need, but a want. And so I think that's why it continues to come up is to ensure that they make sure that those two important things in their life are not compromised.
Yeah. And especially the way that the trend is going, it's getting a little bit more expensive to live around here, find a house and pay for that house. So maybe this is the year we all start saving a little bit more and be wiser when we go to Target, okay? Because it costs a lot, all right?
Again,
this is a shot fired at my wife, all right? Every time she goes to Target, we come back with a big bill. It's not good.
It is a happy place too.
it does help, right? It does help with the mental health, right? When you leave, you feel better. So that's good as well. So let's talk about why so many Houstonians fail with their New Year's resolutions, right? It seems like every year we do this, we talked about the goals that we set, and about halfway through the month, we're like, I'll try again next month. Why do we fail so much at goals?
Yeah, I believe that a lot of people set goals that are not necessarily attainable in the short term. And sometimes they think about goals from this like broad spectrum where, first of all, they might think, I need to lose 10 pounds this month, for example, right? For a lot of people, that may not be attainable due to pre-existing conditions and things of that nature. And so when they start to work out and they don't see the difference right away, they tend to quit, right? But if they were to think about, maybe I can think about losing 2 pounds, this week or even in 2 weeks, and, I'll try to make those small changes and see where it gets me. I think that's where the challenge is, where thinking about big goals, but trying to attain them in a short-term period, it leads to failure oftentimes. And that's when people start to feel like, I don't know if I want to continue with this and all of that. And then sometimes they're broad and very generic goals and not specific enough. And so they don't know where to start and all of that. So to give you an example, I might say I want to go to the gym 3 times this week. And I leave it at that. But I don't think about how long will I stay there? What will I do prior to that? What will I do after that to make sure that I'm successful in reaching that goal? So I think it has to do with that, but also a little bit of, you know, the sense of the motivation and inspiration is lacking already and it's not there. And so I think that that's where they need to start first, is to ensure that their mindset is there, that they're ready and inspired to actually achieve that goal.
Yeah, you know, specifically on the health and fitness goals, I can speak to this one because I go to the gym a lot throughout the year, right? And it's already started. On the first, it's packed. Yesterday, it was packed. Today, it's going to be packed at the gym. But this happens every year about, you know, halfway through the month, you start seeing people showing up less and less, the new faces that you see around the gym. So is it about average that like we start giving up on the goals within the month, or is it longer, do you think? When does it end?
Yeah, I think there was a survey that said, I think people start to give up within like 3 months. Mm. So I think that seems to be the average. Like they're very excited, but come end of February or even March, they start to like, you know, see a downfall in that. I want to also touch on who is around them, right? Their network of support. And so we talk about, there's actually a myth that says if you hold yourself accountable by telling other people on social media and your family and friends that you'll be successful, that is actually not true. That is a myth.
Oh, I always thought it was that, like, you know, you hold yourself accountable. That was the old saying, right? And you post your updates and that. So that's not true. Why is that?
Yeah. So actually the study says that if you hold yourself accountable just by telling yourself and doing that internal work by putting it down in your journal and reflecting on it, introspecting a little bit, you're likely to be more successful than telling people, because you tell someone and they're like, oh yeah, go for it. You know, this is exciting. You know, I'm all for it and all of that. I'll support you all the way. And that is very short lived. Right? Like they're not there every single day checking in on them. And so that's, you know, it has pros and cons. Of course, you want to tell someone who might be like your well-wisher, like a mom or a dad or a friend or something like that. But when you post it on social media and other places, it also tends to like, well, when you're tired or don't work out and you're like fall behind. And then now people are like, well, you said you were going to work out or like go to the gym. I don't see you. Or like, I haven't seen the weight change or what have you. Right? And so then people start to feel even worse about themselves. So it's better actually to just kind of do that internal work within yourself, hold yourself accountable instead of telling others that this is what you're going to do.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's poppin'. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived. Okay, so let's help keep some of our listeners on track with their goals. We're going to go through various goals, and I'm going to get your advice on what tips we can use to make sure that we carry out these goals. And since we're already on it, the health and fitness related goals, what tips do you have for people who are focused on those health related goals to stay on track?
Absolutely. I would start with going to your primary care physician. What are you trying to do? Why is this goal important for you? So always understand your why, write it down, why you want to achieve that goal, and how will it benefit you? And so once you do that, then your next step might be to understand what are some small steps that you're willing to take, right? There's this wonderful book called Atomic Habits, which really extensively talks about goals, right? So in that, James Clear talks about, you know, You do not rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the levels of your systems. So understanding your systems and processes is very, very crucial. So if you know that you're the type of person who will not be able to go every single day due to work schedules and other things, then understand what's real for you, what is attainable. And so go into the depth of that work on a sheet of paper or something like that, and then get into, you know, understand how often you want to go to the gym, lay out your gym clothes before you go to the gym, like an hour or two before, so it's ready to go. So you're not having to make a lot of decisions as to what you're going to wear. And, you know, it doesn't like, you know, go out of your mind, so to speak. And so I think the preparation is really crucial.
Can I add one more on that? The preparation side. If you're going to a big gym, it's going to be packed right now. So like write down the workouts you want to do and then have backups as well, right? Because if that machine is taken, then you kind of give yourself an out, like, oh, I don't want to do this now because this person's already on this or whatever. Classes help. Yes. Those classes are great. You can just jump in. You see other people as well. The one big advice I want to give, I know this might go against it. I don't know. You tell me. You're the professional here. Everyone says find a workout partner. Find somebody to go on this journey with you. I found that if you do have a workout partner and they don't show up, you don't show up. And it almost gives you an out. Like, it doesn't work as well as everyone thinks it does.
Yeah, it's a very good point. And I think that's true. You want to find a partner actually that is going to continue to show up. And even when they're not showing up, they're going to push you to go, right? You need that person in your life. Not like, oh, I'm not going to go today. Hey, you want to go get ice cream instead, right? Like, you don't want someone like that, of course.
It always turns into a cheat day. Oh, we deserve this cheat day. Let's just go eat tacos, say, instead. It's like, no, I need you to push me. I'm pushing you. Come on. So that's right. Okay, let's talk about overall life goals, right? And this could be financial, it can be work related. There are a lot of goals set in mind for improving our lives. How do we stay focused on those?
Yeah, it kind of works similarly to, you know, what I said earlier. Be specific, make sure your goals are measurable, but also ensure that when you think about your goals and you weren't achieve something great in life, see if your values connect with it. That is one big advice that I will give, because your values guide you. So you want to make sure that whatever decisions you make in your life, be intentional and make sure that your values are aligning with those goals that you have, right? So if it's persistence, or if it's honor, if it's integrity, right? If it's trust or something like that. Let's say you want to trust someone. That is one of your big goals in life, right? You want to start trusting more people. And so that is something that you want to make sure that aligns with your values. So writing down your values also is a very crucial part of reaching your goals.
That's really interesting right there. I didn't even like frame it that way in my mind. That makes a lot of sense right there. Okay, a lot of people are going to start quitting stuff, right? Whether it be smoking, vaping, drinking, whatever it is. A lot of people do start the year wanting to quit things. Now, what advice do you have? Because that's totally different than wanting to start something.
Yeah. So typically habits like that impact all areas of your life, right? In one way or the other. And so I would say create a vision board. Visualize your life. Think about how this change is going to affect you even 3 months down the line, 6 months down the line, even a year later. So when you have that vision, you're likely to succeed more because now you have it somewhere in place. Maybe it's something you've drawn on a poster board, or maybe something you've drawn in your journal or something like that. But something that you can sort of have an outlet for as to, I am making this change, or I'm trying, is going to be difficult. There might be relapse, but what will help me continue to go? And what can I do to ensure that I'm successful? So maybe write down names of three people that you will call when you feel like you want to smoke again or drink again, or, you know, what have you. And so I think sort of creating that agreement with yourself will likely help you to be more successful.
And I think with quitting as well, and this is where you can step in and like really expand on this, it's okay to ask for professional help. Like, don't be afraid 100%. To get help, right? Because if it's that important to you, if you envision your life a year from now, like, this is what it's going to look like, get professional help.
100%. A lot of people actually, we have the stigma in our community, right? So like, I mean, we all know that, but I think we've come a very long way in starting to like, you know, create more awareness around this and that it's okay to reach out for help.
That's awesome. Okay. We've been talking a lot about the goals that we always talk about, right? Health, financial, life goals, all that stuff, quitting stuff. But I want to talk to you about this because you specialize in this. Let's talk about our relationship and emotional goals, whether it be a relationship with a partner, your children. A lot of people don't think about these as goals to start the year, but it is something that we should be thinking about, right?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you brought that up. I think if your relationships are successful or healthy, I should say, then you're likely to succeed, you know, in all areas of your life because you have that support. You trust that person to be there for you and you trust yourself to go to that person for advice as well. And that little bit of a push, right? So I think your relationships and your emotional health, of course, you know, impacts everything that you do in life. So I'll start with emotional health, right? Do a check-in with yourself. Understand how you're feeling. There's like questionnaires you can find online. You can talk about this with your doctors as well and your therapist to see how have you been feeling. How did the last year, you know, turn out for you? What were some things that were like great? And what are some things that you would wish to change this year and things of that nature, right? So if you understand that you struggle with some anxiety, if you have some level of depression and things like that, then that's something that you, of course, want to prioritize because unless that's in check, you're not going to feel well in other areas of your life too. You may show up to work feeling very tired and fatigued. You may come home and you're like, you know, now very irritated and frustrated. Now you may start a fight with your partner. Your relationships though, people often struggle in relationships because of three reasons, right? It's intimacy, it's finances, and general like lack of connection and happiness and things like that, right? And then they often also talk about or have conflicts about kids and discussing those things, right? So find a dedicated time with your partner. That is one goal that every couple that should have is if you want to think about Sunday at 5 p.m., you want to connect with your partner. There's a check-in exercise, you know, that you can find online. It's very popular, actually. There's questions like, how did I best meet your needs last week? How did I least meet your needs last week? What does support look like for you right now? It takes about 10 minutes, but it gives a great opportunity for partners to connect with each other. And then they work on their relationships that way. And so that is one thing that you can set a goal for yourself for every single week to do that for 10 minutes. And I think it's going to show great results for you and your loved ones.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a really good exercise right there. I'm going to start doing that one as well. I don't want to hear the results sometimes, but you know what? That's, the uncomfortable conversation is good, right?
Yes. Yeah. And the beauty of that exercise is that while you're sharing your answers, your partner is completely silent. They're not criticizing you. They're not becoming defensive. They're just listening. And you know your turn is going to come. So you just patiently wait. You just learn to listen.
These are all great pieces of advice. I love this. There's so much to learn from this conversation. I'm excited. Any last pieces of information or advice you have for us before we let you go?
Choose yourself, prioritize yourself, do not give up. And as cliche as that sounds, there's going to be a lot of people that will cheer you on, but there will be a lot of people also waiting for you to fail, unfortunately. That is just how life works because they're struggling with their own battles, whether it's with envy or jealousy or what have you, right? Of course, we're not there to dive deep about that today, but just make sure that you know why you're trying to reach that goal. Set a standard time for self-care. Focus on, you know, a lot of people don't keep up with journaling either, but that is an incredibly great outlet to just let your emotions out and then, you know, have something in place for that. But just keep at it. Be persistent and consistent.
Anam, that was awesome. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
That was Anam Ali. You can learn more about her private practice, Socratic Therapy, with the link in our show notes. All right, now it's time for you to share your goals for 2024 with us. Share them on Instagram at CityCastHouston or with the contact info in the show notes. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.